For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
It's going to be about the tens of millions of families across this country who work hard, who play by the rules, and who just time after time take one body blow after another.
Warren's a frequent target of President Trump. He's still insisting on money for his border wall, but he also says he's ready to negotiate an end to the partial federal government shutdown. House Democrats plan a vote on Thursday on bills to reopen the government. Republicans say that the bill doesn't provide enough for the border wall, and they're not going to pass anything that the president won't sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 265 points for the year, though it was down more than 6%. Investment advisor Michael Farr has the details.
The stock market had a unique year in the past 10 or so. It actually went down. Seems to have shocked a lot of people, but old hands know that stock markets do this from time to time. They do go down.
Worries about international trade and rising interest rates helped fuel the drop. The Mega Millions lottery is growing again.
With no winner in Saturday night's drawing, the jackpot for Tuesday's drawing is expected to reach $420 million. That means a cash payout of about $249 million. No one has won the Mega Millions since the world record $1.5 billion jackpot in October. That winning ticket was bought in South Carolina, and the winner has still not come forward to claim their prize. The winner has till April to do so, or they'll lose all of that money. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a story on how to plan for your finances in the coming year.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
Geltrude also says a budget is key.
You need to stick to a budget. That's the plan. So you want to lay out exactly what type of expenses you have. And sometimes people's income varies throughout the year. Perhaps you're in a sales job. It goes up and down. So you really want to pay attention to both sides of that equation and make sure that you're properly prepared at all times to meet your debts.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.